Jersey. Thursday night net. Name is Paul. I'm located in Manhattan. And coming to you via the Metroplex repeater. So, do we have any mobiles that would like to check into the net in there? Call KB2 Sierra Quebec Net Control. Okay, here no mobiles. A short time is, let's take a few regular check-ins. KB2, Sugar Queen.
K2, UEE.
Okay, Bob, we have you. Additional check-ins. KB2, Sugar Queen. KC2DHU, Jim, are you on frequency?
Yes, good evening, Paul. I checked in, but you know what? I must have doubled with somebody there. I wasn't really looking at the board there. I probably just doubled with the other station that checked in. Good evening, Paul. Good evening, everybody else other than KC2DHU, Tompkins Cove, New York.
Additional check-ins for the Metroplex net. Call KB2 Sugar Queen.
KB2 Sugar Queen, this is KB1 LLY, Hawthorne, New York.
Okay, we have KB1 LLY up in Hawthorne. Additional check-ins. KB2 VVP. Palisades Park checking in. Okay, good evening, Frank. We have you checked in. Additional check-ins, KB2 Sugar Queen.
KC2 PYB.
Okay, KC2 Papa Yankee Bravo. Richard, we have you. Additional.
This is KB2 CBO. Good evening.
Oscar John, we have you. Good evening. Additional check-in. Okay, we'll take a shot at what we have here so far. Good evening to all. Again, this is KB2 Sugar Queen Air Control. And let's go up to Bob. Over to Bob there in Bloomfield, New Jersey. Good evening, Bob. Come aboard, please.
Good evening, Paul. All the fellas on the net here. And all your SWL listeners. Let's see, I'm just checking in, Paul. Not too much to report. Got the newsletter. Enjoyed it very much. And Gene is okay. And the Yankees won. So that makes everything okay, Paul. So this is WA2 UEE. Back to net.
Okay, Bob, good evening to you, and thanks for coming aboard here on the update on Gene. And congratulations to all the Yankee fans here on the listening on the net. And I'm sure all the Yankee fans will be down on Broadway tomorrow at 11 o'clock at, somewhere along the parade route to watch the Yankees as they come up Broadway to the City Hall, I think that's Broadway, right down lower in a Broadway up to City Hall tomorrow, starts at 11 o'clock, so I'm going to watch it on TV myself, that's for sure. Stay away from that crowd. Break with you, Bob, and thanks again for checking in. Good evening to all the shortwave listeners that are out there, Mary, Walt, Dave, and Louis is listening into GK. I could even see you over in Hoboken. Is that, that's up to Jim in Tompkins Cove. Jim, are you getting that rain up there? Man, we had some rain here about 45 minutes ago. A storm looked like came in. It was hurricane weather. KC2PHU, KB2, Sugar Queen.
Hey, good evening, Paul. Once again, good evening, everybody. No hurricane-type rain. When I was driving home from work, the sky looked pretty black up here. And just got a good spread in the rain. Zero Well, just enough to really wet things up. Yeah, it came down a little bit, but no big deal. No big deal on the winds or anything like that. We got 47.3 degrees right now. High temperature today was 55.3, and the minimum temperature was 43.4, and that was at 6:15 in the morning. But I think there was just some rain squalls coming through. I think it's supposed to be nice tomorrow, right through to Monday, from what I understand. You know, it'll be a little silly tomorrow for that parade down in the city, but that should go off without a hitch. Saturday should be nice, and Sunday would be the best day of the weekend if you're going to do stuff outside, deal with the leaves, barbecue or whatever. Of course, I was barbecuing tonight. Deb brought some good steaks over. We're like sitting outside with my oil lamp and barbecuing away. It's great this time of the year. Back over to Net Control, KB2SQ, to get it, KC2DA2.
But, Jim, you wouldn't have been barbecuing down here, because I tell you, it was windy, and all of a sudden, that wind has died down somewhat, and it's clear. I can see up to the Tappan Sea very good. It's just cleared out the airway, but man, it was just pouring and windy. Let's see, this is 8:09. That may have been around 7 o'clock, I guess, or maybe a little before that. Jim, so glad you didn't get it up that way, because you surely wouldn't have been barbecued. You'd have been having some wet barbecue, that's for sure. Man, that sounds good, barbecue. Jim, what have we got, 47 degrees down here? It's supposed to drop down to 37 tonight. And supposed to be a little chilly tomorrow for the parade. They said make sure you dress warm there, that's for sure. Okay, Jim, break with you. Up to Hawthorne, New York there, to KB1LOY. Good evening. Come aboard, KB2. Who's your point?
KB2, Sugar Queen in the net. This is KB1LOY. Good evening to you, Paul, and a pleasant good evening to everyone on the net. We've just come back. We're out to dinner with the son. He's up here visiting. He's off this week at school, and he needs a break. He got all his midterms last week, and he was up with his friends, and now we're going to go into the city tomorrow. We're going to take a look around some of the museums. We're not going to go down to the parade, but we'll leave that for all the Yankees fans, and congratulations to all the Yankees fans on the net. And we're just going to head out. We'll go down to some of the museums downtown there. We'll dress up and bundle up, and we'll be on our way back, and we'll just enjoy the weekend here. Hopefully the weather will improve enough to where I can put another 2-meter antenna up over the weekend, but that's about all we have in store, and that's all we have to report here from Hawthorne. This is KB1LOY, back to Nick.
Okay, James, did you get rain up in your neck of the woods about an hour ago?
It does look like the streets are wet here, Paul. I was in the restaurant about an hour ago, but it does look like something, maybe a little squall passed through, but it's not really raining out right now, maybe just a little splinter here and there, but it does look like there's something come through up here, probably about that time, about 7 o'clock.
Okay, though. But I tell you, it was coming down hard here, because when I lose the bridge, when I look out the window, look like the wind and lose the bridge, or it's pouring. It was pouring and windy. Okay, James, enjoy yourself tomorrow. Sorry you're not going to venture down to the canyon there, the Broadway Canyon, as they call it, where the parade will be coming up, and they said it's going to be windy, extremely windy, so they're telling people to dress warm tomorrow. Break with you, James. Let's go up to Frank there. Frank? Good evening to you, KB2VVP. Good evening. Come aboard, please.
Good evening, Paul. I just dropped in to say hello and check in on the net. I don't have much new to report. I'm sitting here making a list of business calls that I have to make tonight and stuff. And If I don't come back the next time, probably on the telephone. KB2VVP, back to net control.
Degrees, or 36 degrees, and the moon is up.
around 6:30.
We had some showers started kind of early, maybe 3:30, 4 o'clock. I know around 6:37 they were still coming with slight snow flurry mix, but they didn't last long. Kind of fell asleep. I could see through the window here, the moon is up in the east over here. It's not a full moon. So it's 36 degrees in Greenfield Park, a good sleep night. Oh, that's what it is, the time change. That's what has me off. Okay, Paul, that's about it from Greenfield Park. Good evening to all on the net. Back to net control. It's really is not clicked in with me in the morning time. I'm still waking up a little too early. So I hope everybody's changed the clock. I found a clock last night right on my head by my desk, right by the bed that I had not changed. And I'm wondering why the music doesn't come on early in the morning. Well, I have it set to come on. And it, I was up and at it before it would come on. I couldn't figure it out. I got to change it. So I hope everybody else has changed their clocks around from last week. Last Sunday, early Sunday morning. 36 degrees. You're getting the icicle award tonight again, Don. Well, when I started, it was 47 here. Then it dropped down to 45. So I guess that's the temperature in Central Park. I was listening to Glenn the other day, and what they were saying that made a lot of sense. That, you know, when you look at these temperatures on these programs that you have on the computer, it's not the temperature of where I am, actually. Maybe it's in Central Park, but so in Central Park, I'll say it's 45 degrees now and cloudy, crystal clear. It has dropped 2 degrees since I started in that 22 minutes ago, Don. So let's break with you. And snow flurries, keep them up there, Don, please. This will check in, KB2 Sugar Queen. All right, KB2 UEE, Bob, additional comments from you? KB2 Sugar Queen.
Not too much, Paul. I just want to know if there's anything new on the Metroplex, how it's coming along, and, you know, because I've been going on it, talking to you fellas, and I was just wondering, Paul, is there any change in the, or any news on the Echolink? Go ahead.
Bob, I haven't heard a thing. I was hoping Nico come aboard and give us an update into UHP, but I haven't, he hasn't checked in yet, Bob, QSL.
Okay, Paul, yeah, I'll just kind of check it out during the day, see if it does come on, or if it did come on, you know. So, okay, I'll just keep track of it. I go on the Lindhurst repeater occasionally and talk to Trevor, you know, so I don't leave him out. So, okay, Paul, thanks again, and good net tonight, and I'll catch you all next Thursday. So, WA2, UEE, clear. Back to net.
Okay, I might not be on next week. Maybe breaking my station down and making a move here. But I haven't made my mind yet that when I'm going to do it. When I do, I'll have to let somebody know to pick up the net for me for a week. But I'm not sure yet, so, my son has got a larger place, not a larger place, but a large place, and I think I'm going to move down there for a year, further downtown. And, a nice and very nice view, but it's about 30 blocks south of the bridge here. Okay, Bob, break with you, and let's go up to Jim. And, Jim, it's a little chilly to me. You talking about having a cookout. Wasn't a little chilly sitting out on the porch there, barbecuing tonight? KC2DHU, KB2 Sugar Queen.
outside. You gotta take some of the crack boxes of the I just turn the outside light on, but that doesn't do much. So I got an oil lamp, and I take that out there and fire that sucker up, and so I can see what I'm doing, because it gets dark out this time of the year, and wing it. That's a blank stuff cooked on the grill. Plus, it keeps the mess out of the house, and the grill's reasonably clean. But, with steaks and chickens and stuff like that, I always try to cook them on the grill. And at the dead of the winter, when the grill is just so ineffective and the wind's blowing outside, I'll be standing out there with a winter jacket on or something like that. It's just hard to get that thing hot. I don't care how high you turn that thing up. Gas grill, of course, unless it's out there charcoal and fussing with that. But it's a cheap old gas grill. But that's just, it's just a hillbilly to me. That's the way I like to cook. And you're colder than us, Paul. We got Mr. Holmes at 47 here. It says 47.2. The temperature rate is minus 0.8 Fahrenheit degrees an hour. What it is, right on the water here. And the darn Hudson's still warm, You probably go up on the hill, a couple thousand feet from here and get up by 9W. You'll probably drop a couple degrees off there. But we're still catching some of the warmth coming off the river, which is fine by me. I'm leaving work in the morning. There's no frost on the windows. When I get to the shop, then there's quite a few water tears at the windows on the cars in the parking lot down in Nanuet. They're just iced over. So it does make a difference. This time of the year, it keeps things warmer for a little while longer. If the river's warmed up, but of course, the spring going into the summer, it keeps things cooler for a while. So it heats, everything reaches that medium there, where the river is pretty much the same temperature, everything outside. And, you may elaborate a little bit on that movie or that. No idea you're going to move. Hope you got some height where you're thinking about moving to there, where you get out like you do there, because you definitely get out. Back over to Net Control. This is Casey DA2, San Francisco, New York.
Yeah, it's got on the 15th floor, and I have an antenna down there, out on the terrace. Sits out on the. I've got a. Still has a railing, but it's the strangest thing. The railing is not. The back mount will not stick to it. So I put up a cast a piece of flat piece of iron that I have a mag mount stuck on that whenever I go visiting, which is maybe 4 or 5 days a week, I'll stop by his place and get some wife and kids, but they moved out, so I think I'm going to, Todd and I decided we would go down and join them, give up this place. And so just a smidgen a bit cheaper. Well, I don't know about that either, Jim, because we'll be combining the three salaries. You have to submit that darn income affidavit every year. So I don't know what that's going to entail, but we'll see what happens. But it's just the idea that I'll be down for about a week. And all that stuff there, Jim. And cooking on a grill surely sounds great. I used to go visit my uncle up in Narrowsburg, and he would grill 365 days a year. He'd build him a nice brick grill about 20 feet from the kitchen door, and he'd burn the coal and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of enclosed. Had a nice chimney to it coming up, and I tell you, I enjoyed the food whenever we went up. He was the type of guy, Jim, that would go out and fish 365 days. Sit out on the ice, put up a tent, and had some moonshine, and put down two or three blankets on the ice where his dogs could lay down, and he had a four wheel Jeep he'd drive out on the water. Because it was about 15, maybe 20 inches deep, thick, so wasn't in chance of the vehicle falling in, you know. But he would grill, do the same thing. He would grill just about 365 days a year. He said he just enjoyed that food. So fish, his thing was cooking fish out on the grill and chicken. Very few steaks, but the chicken and fish, oh gosh, it, the flavor from it was great, Judge. Okay, let's break and go up to James. KB1LOY. James, what kind of antenna are you planning on putting up for 2 meters? That that might be a project over the weekend, James. KB1LOY, KB2 Sugar Point.
This is KB1LOY. Yes, sir, Paul. We got ourselves a new antenna for the 2 meter band, just 2 meter only antenna, the diamond antenna. And we're looking to get another TRS set up here at the shack here in Hawthorne. We have a multi-band vertical that appears in one of the bands on another radio, so it's just, I'm trying to sort things out here. I got a 2 meter only antenna. I have two other radios I want to attach to that. We'll see if we can make sure we get this spider's web of cables and wires and everything sorted out here over the weekend. Maybe we'll try to unplug everything and try to meet up the wires. I don't know. How long you try in a ham shack, it always seems like it comes out like, you know, a spider web there when you get all your cables all hooked up there. And so we're going to have to neaten it up and we'll get this antenna going and we'll get out there on another 2 meter radio there for APRS. So that's the goal. We're going to put that diamond antenna up this weekend if the weather improves there. Well,
okay, well, it's supposed to be pretty good weather this weekend, if I can recall it, Jane. So, we should have some great weather for that. So good luck with that. The Diamond, that's a great antenna. I used to work with a bunch of guys down in Philadelphia on, before I had a 10-element beam up on the rooftop before they made me take it down. And, it was a, 2 meter. And I had it pointed down in that general direction down toward Philadelphia. And I had a Yaesu antenna, Yaesu radio, 30 watts in that. I'd get to talk to the guys, but every one of those guys in Philadelphia had diamonds. I used to call them diamonds. They were talking diamond country. They all had diamond antennas there. And they sound worked out real good for them. I've never had one myself. I think I've been Cushcraft for the Mobile and had an outbacker for low band before that, Jake. So good luck with that.
Okay, good, good, Paul. Well, let's turn it back to net control and we'll be listening out here. KB1LOY.
WA2SHA, Armin, are you on frequency, KB2 Sugar Point? I guess Armin is celebrating. Said maybe he's went out for dinner or something tonight to celebrate his birthday there. Okay, let's, Frank, are you still around KB2BVP? KC2, Papa, Yankee Bravo, Richard, additional comments?
No, I don't have anything really to add. You know, like I said, it's been a very quiet week after Sunday. And like I said, you know, we'll see everybody next Sunday at the, what do you call it, you know, at the ARRL luncheon.
Yeah, QSL. I intend to be there bright and early. 9 or 9, so we'll see you at the luncheon at ARRL luncheon there. With a good food. I was telling Sandra earlier, I'm going to try to have enough space there. I'm trying to be good and hungry when I get there, so Richard, so I can sample some of this, a little bit of everything. Break with you, Richard. John, KB2VBO, any additional comments for you, from you?
Hey, Paul. All right. Got nothing else to say.
as a matter of fact, I've been neglecting a lot of my emails to catch up on the last minute details of the upcoming luncheon. And what I believe I have to do is work out the introductory speech. Not much of a public speaker, but I'm going to have to do it again. So I have to sit down there at the keyboard and come up with something.
Okay, John. John, let me compliment you on your signal. In the last couple of weeks, it has been outstanding. You put an excellent signal down here. The antenna, whatever you're using, is surely complimenting your radio there, John. QSL.
Transmitting through the 440 repeater antenna, you know, which happens to be a dual bander. And I've got an old Radio Shack. It's a HTX212, which is their 45-watt mobile. And it's been around quite a while. Actually, I got it from the Ramapo Club. This used to be belonged to Joe Jack, you know, who became a silent key last year. And after they auctioned off most of his equipment that he donated to the club, this was one of the leftovers, and I acquired it.
Okay, well, it's definitely doing a magnificent job for you, John. Outstanding signal into the repeater. As before, you would have me on my knees and trying to hear you, John. Your signal was a little bit on the weak side, but this is a beautiful signal, John. So congratulations there. Working good for you. Break with you, John. And let's go up to Greenfield Park, where Don has the Icicle Award, 36 degrees. Into HIT, Don, additional comments.
KB2, Sierra Quebec, Net Control. No additional comments. I lost that 36 degrees. It's 35 now. Going down with the moon out. But a beautiful hot night to be up in the country, in the house there. All balled up under the covers, that's for sure. Okay, I'll say goodnight to all. And good night there, as always, Paul. Back to Net Control.
Don, a little earlier today, my son and I was up in, not Kenny, Paul. Paul and I were up in White Plains, coming back down to Springbrook before we got off to get onto 87 there. We saw about six deers out on the side of the road there, grazing and minding their business. And I thought about you. That's the first time I'd seen them, Don. Just before, it was, I think, Jackson Avenue on the Spring, not Jackson, there was another, yeah, maybe Jackson Avenue on the Springbrook coming down. St. Paul said it was six deer, so he counted that, and one with a nice rack on his head there. So I guess you sent those down there from up in Greenfield Park, because I think you said you saw about eight of them out in your yard the other day, that QSL?
Absolutely, and to eat that. Wife is out there, she's down the street. she had a room, I have mine, because she's been staying up and looking at the, last night, looked at the Yankee game. She got back into sports again for the last couple of games there. But she did remind me, it was yesterday or the day before when I talked to you, with those trees, the last batch of trees we cut down here past weekend. So we have a number of trees, cut up, because the guys take them down, four or five story trees, and they cut them up nice 12 foot for us, and we can just split them. So we have a lot of wood stuck around, and a lot stacked up from last week. But what I learned, and I'm getting to be more and more of a country with maple,
hard maple trees and soft maple trees. And that's what it was when I told you either yesterday or whatever about all the deer. We always have deer running across the property and around and eating and everything else. But what happened is they like to lick the maple sap. And I forgot to tell you that. And that's why they're here all the time right now. Because, you know, the trees cut down and cut up into sections of 12 to 14 inches so that we can split. And I noticed they love the maple. That's what it was, the neighbors thing. And they drive by the road, they see herds of deer back there and all along the side there. I could just open the window and pop one. But you know the deal, when hunting season comes in a couple of weeks, they'll all be, they won't see one until after the season's over with. But that's the way it is. It's the sap from the maple, and that's new to me. Sack net control.
Okay, Don, I'm going back years ago, Don, back in the early 50s when something I never did, but I'd go out and watch Daddy do it, where he would tap the maple trees there and get that syrup, maple syrup, you know? And one of the, I can recall him saying the same thing. The deers would like to come up and lick the trees there. And he didn't like that because, you know, he'd send the dogs out to chase the deer away because that brought around the other folks that would come out and shoot the deers, and he thought that was not what he wanted to happen, so he preferred to go out on the stand and have the dogs chase the deers around, and you go out there, he said, that took away from the sport to catch them while they were at the maple trees, but I guess that's been, they love that maple, and they would kick over the pail. They would knock over the tail somehow, Don. And we didn't have bears then, but I know bears like that maple syrup also. But the deer would do the same thing. Knock the tail over that you would have hanging on the maple tree and lick it. And they had big fun with it, Don. So that brought back memories when you mentioned that, Don. Break with you, and let's see if we have any additional check-ins or anyone with any additional comments before we close down the net. KB2 Sugar Queen. Okay, hearing no one with additional comments, no additional check-ins. This is KB2 Sugar Queen. I'll close down the net at 8:45 local time and turn this frequency back to general amateur use. And Jim, thanks a lot for stopping in from linking into the repeater here from KCQ.